WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on a very warm Monday morning. It is already 77 degrees out there. It is already 86% humidity out there. And it's just going to get hotter. Tomorrow especially. There's already concern because I guess tonight they're having a Hozier. I don't know how you say it, but they're having him perform at Fenway Park. I saw him at Boston Calling last year, which we can get into the fact that Boston Calling is not happening next year. But I saw him at Boston Calling last year. Great performance. But he's playing Fenway Park tonight, and now they're worried because that's 30,000 people plus out there in the heat and humidity with temperatures in Boston that'll feel like well over 100 degrees. So if you are going to that show, you are going to be allowed to bring a plastic and refillable water bottle and a mini fan to help keep yourself cool. I remember years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, I went to see the Eagles at Xfinity Center on what was the hottest day of the year then. It was a day where it was over 100 degrees heat index, and the Xfinity Center put out an alert saying that you are allowed to bring 2 sealed 1-gallon jugs of water per person. And so I was going with my boss. I said, we're stopping at the store and we're getting jugs of water. Like, we're definitely not going to get dehydrated. We are going to drink water and we are going to get 2 jugs each. And so we get 2 jugs each. And we go to walk in, and he didn't want to bring in his second jug. He just wanted to carry 1 jug in. And I was like, if you don't need the second jug, somebody's going to need it. And he wouldn't bring it. So I was like, just give it to me. So I carried the 3 in. You know, I made him carry the 2 in as we went through the gate, and then I took it back from him. And sure enough, there were people around us that needed water that didn't have it. So it was a good thing we brought in that extra. And I think I went through both of my jugs. I was finishing off the second jug as we were going. And that's a lot. That's a lot of water to drink. Some of it I dumped on my head too. But we just felt like, you know, better off not to have any alcohol at all that night. So we just drank water. We did not drink any beers or anything. And in fact, they had warnings up at the liquor, you know, any place I was selling liquor, like warning people, like, keep yourself hydrated. You know, for every beer you drink some water. But once the show started, I think, you know, I don't remember really being too uncomfortable in the heat. But yeah, keep that in mind. If you are going to the show tonight at Fenway, you can bring a plastic and refillable water bottle and a mini fan to help stay cool. If you need to stay cool here in the city, the city has taken some steps to make that happen. So this will be happening through tomorrow at 8 p.m. This heat index is expected to be over 100 degrees in the city through tomorrow at 8 p.m. So as a result, they are suggesting that you can go to the library as a cooling station. It's a designated cooling center. The main library will be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then all the other branches are going to be open until at least 5 p.m. But also, they're going to stay open until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, the other branches. And because they expect there to be a large amount of people going to the beach, they will have lifeguards on duty until 7 p.m. today and tomorrow. And also, they want to remind you that there are splash pads available at Riverside Park, Brooklawn Park, Ashley Park, Klasky Common, Beauregard Pina, Harrington Park, Magnet Park, Ben Rose, and Monty's Park. And don't be afraid to be the adult that has to go run through the splash pad, if that's what keeps you cool. Just, you know, don't take it all up so the kids can't use it. But you've got to do what you can to beat this heat. If you don't have air conditioning in your house, then go somewhere where you have it. Go to the library. Go to the mall. Go to the movies. As I was saying, if you're really concerned tomorrow, instead of going to the movies and paying $10 to see a movie or whatever it costs on a Tuesday, get yourself a monthly AMC membership. It's like $25. You can see 3 movies a week and just go to 3 movies tomorrow. Just go chill in 3 movies. You can take up most of the day sitting in the air conditioning. And then if you want to keep that membership going, well, if there's another hot day, you can do the same thing. I wish I could gift the movies that I don't use to someone else, because I don't go to 3 movies a week. But it's not a bad deal if it gets you in out of it. It's certainly cheaper than going out, buying an air conditioner, and paying the electric bill if you feel like you only need it on the really, really hot days. Kind of a little hack there for you. 508-996-0500. As I mentioned earlier, we can talk about the bombings of Iran if you'd like to do that. We can talk about local issues if you'd like to do that. I mentioned that Boston Calling announced last week on Friday that they were skipping the 2025 event. They're not going to have a Boston Calling in, 2026. They're not going to have a Boston Calling in 2026. And then when they come back in 2027, they're going to have it on a different weekend. Instead of doing it Memorial Day weekend, they're going to do it, I believe, the weekend after. I'm not sure when Memorial Day falls next year. It might be the week after that, too. It's the first weekend in June. So that's when they're going to be doing it next year. I'm sorry, in 2027. So I don't know, you know, how much rethinking they're going to be doing of what they did this year, but certainly there are some things that they could improve on. I don't think having a country night is a great idea. I think it's better if you're sprinkling the genres throughout the shows, throughout the days. And I think it's probably better if you keep the stage setup they had this year too, where they had the red and the green were now combined into one green stage so that you had plenty of space in that area for the major, major acts. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, it's Aaron. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, good. So I've been driving to Boston for some work, so I've been listening to you early. So just on this whole Iran thing, 23 years ago, when George W. Bush decided to invade Iraq, a lot of these same conservatives that are now MAGA people thought that that was great. Rah, rah, America, let's invade Iraq. Big supporters of George W. Bush, they loved it. Fast forward to when Trump's running for president the first time around during the Republican primaries, he went right at Jeb Bush and criticized the Iraq invasion about how big of a mistake that was and how wrong George W. Bush was to do that. So then all of those people who used to love George W. Bush then flipped and now hated him because Trump told them to hate him. Now, Trump's probably right about that. That probably was a big mistake. That's one of the things that he's right about. But now, Trump also promised to keep us out of any Middle Eastern conflict and not get us involved in any of that stuff. And now he's flip-flopping on what he had said. And so now his supporters have to bend themselves into pretzels to try to justify the bombing of Iran and a possible war with Iran. It's just hilarious. I mean, they will bend themselves into pretzels to support what this guy does, no matter what he says, no matter what he does. It's the most hypocritical thing I've ever seen. And to me, it's just hilarious how their opinion changes like the direction of the wind.
Yeah, I mean, I've accused many people of doing that, of changing based on, you know, what he said most recently. And we saw that happen yesterday. You know, you had the Secretary of Defense in his press conference, and you had the Vice President in the Sunday show appearances saying, you know, we're not looking for regime change. And then Donald Trump puts out a Truth Social post saying, maybe we're looking for regime change. So, they're not even on the right page together.
No, and it's just, like I said, it's just very hypocritical. I mean, he was one of the biggest critics of what George W. Bush did 20-something years ago and talked about how much, you know, the invasion of Iraq destabilized the Middle East, and here we are. But anyway, I just thought I'd lend my opinion on the flip-flop.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. All right, let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Doing Seth Hills.
How you doing?
Good. I'm just calling to remind you if you can ask the president of the city council when you have him on at 8 o'clock about bringing up to pay the school committee.
I will do that.
You know what I mean? Because like I said, you know, the city council now is saying that only people with 4 years, they should be able to be recalled, like Linda Moritz said, not for 2 years. But you got to realize the school committee is 4 years. Every 2 years, they got three people running. So, and that they don't get paid. So why should they be recalled? You know what I mean? It's two-way street. But I'd like to see his opinion about it because, you know, one of his favorites was a school committee member, and she did really well when she was there, Pauline Pollock. So I think they all want to get paid, the people that are putting their time in. So if you can bring, and if they can do it before, not this election, I know you can get the ball started for the next president for, you know, in 2026. So I'd like to know what his opinion is about getting paid.
All right. I will.
Linda Moret paid the dog catcher an extra $50,000 a year. See, he went for like 50, 60 to 100,000. So. Instead of going for the school committee, they should go for the dog catcher's job. So see what he thinks about it.
We'll do.
Remind you, that's all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take one more call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, my boy?
What's going on, Lamont?
Nothing much. I want to tell you, Ambush Bug is in the Brave and the Bold. You know, the cartoons?
Yeah, yeah. The one that came out a while ago, right? Henry Winkler did his voice.
Yeah, he's in there regularly. And I wanted to make sure he watched it. I forgot to tell you the last time I talked to you. And I didn't get a chance to tell you then. So I wanted to make sure I told you right now. I sound terrible, don't I?
You do. I was going to ask you how you're feeling.
Still, my voice is really bad. You know, like I said, I don't think I'll be singing anymore. Anymore concerta, you know, like the, you know, the how they had the, you know, the count, you know, the kids that were, you know, castrated, you know, singing like that. I mean, I'm not gonna be singing anything like that anymore, you know. So, but yeah, that's so sad. Like I said, I'm short of breath with everything I do when I'm talking and everything like that these days. The flu and pneumonia hit me hard, and I, knock on wood, I didn't get COVID, you know, knock on wood, you know, but then again, I don't know how much worse that could have been. So, but yeah.
But you're improving? You're getting better each day?
It depends. It depends. I'm waiting for my CPAP machine. I need to get my CPAP machine to tell you all that to go. But I'm hoping to get that this weekend sometime. So, but I was going to tell you also, last Sunday, I was watching The Who in concert, and I overheard them talking about somebody wanting to sell the Lakers and stuff like that. I overheard that story, and I was trying to call you that morning, but I couldn't get through. I don't know what happened that morning. But anyways, what they're going to do, they're supposedly going to try to bring the Lakers to Las Vegas in 27 to 29, one of those years right there. So I don't know how they're going to do that. They got the Walter family is tied up with the Dodgers and stuff like that. And there's something that's going on in California that's going to change, make a lot of people leave. There's something earth change that's going to happen. Hmm. So that's why they're talking about moving it inside the country, moving from the coast. And so that's like, we've already got the Las Vegas Stars, you know, the Aces. Mm-hmm. So that's the women's NBA, WNBA team. So they've got the LA Sparks there. I don't know how to try to work that out here, but that's their whole story is going to do. I don't know. It's going to be kind of sad about Ravi's, you know, Dodger Stadium. I don't know what they're going to do with that. So that's, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but by 2030. 2031, there's going to be big earth changes. So I've been talking about that for a while to you.
You have? That's why we call you Lamont Stradamus.
That's right. And so, like I said, hopefully I'll be around to see that. Hopefully there won't be too many people dying now, you know. It could be worse. You know how all the fires, all the arsonists and stuff like they said, like 87% to 94% of all the wildfires in the West Coast, Canada, and Hawaii and stuff since 2015 have been started by arsonists.
Yeah.
And so that's terrible. They use up all that good fresh water that we had just rebuilt, and we're down to 144 feet level. Let us get to 140. That's dangerous level. So that's, you know, last time we talked about that was like 160 feet. So look how fast it's going.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Well,
I hope everybody's doing good out there in your neck of the woods. And how's your parents doing?
They're doing well. They're doing well. We're dealing with some Las Vegas style heat the next couple of days. Although we have the humidity. You don't have the humidity we have, but we're going to have 100 degree temperatures the next couple of days.
Today's the first day in 13 days we're going to be under 100 degrees. We expect 95 degrees tomorrow, 93, and then back to 102. Oof. Like I said, it's been like 13 days without any. But it hasn't been that bad, though.
Well, I hope
it hasn't been that bad.
I hope that you're able to stay cool, and I hope that you start to feel better.
I do too. So I'm going to turn to a regular fudgesicle when I come to visit you guys. So, you know, got a lot of fudging to be doing. So. God bless everybody out there, and thank you, brother. How's Stephanie doing?
Everybody's good here. We're all good.
Anything you hope in spooky come up anytime soon?
Probably not anytime soon, but I will give her your best.
And little plug budgie too. Also,
I will do that too. And yes.
And God bless you, and tell Matthew hello too. You know,
I will do that.
For a minute either. All right, thank you, brother.
God bless
everybody. Hello, sister, Skinny, take light. God bless you, man.
You as well, Lamone.
Stay down, brother.
All right, that is Lamone in Las Vegas. Let's take one more call here before I got to take a break. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim, good morning.
How you doing?
On the Trump thing, do you know how many people died? Did anybody die in these bombings?
I haven't heard any casualty numbers. I think that they were able to evacuate most of those areas before the bombs came in.
Oh, that's good. Jesus. But, you know, I think that we're heading for World War III here, something, the way this man is doing things.
I think we've got a lot that would have to happen before we got that far, but certainly, you know, this can be something that escalates.
Yeah, he's pushing buttons that, you know, they talked about Biden. I think this guy needs to be checked out in the head, to be honest with you. Because we have got no business over there. We really don't. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of people that feel that this was done for Israel, not for America. So that'll be a question that has to get answered, too.
Well, you know him, though. He wants all the badges. So, I mean, that's the way that works.
He was just putting out on Truth Social how he wants a Nobel Peace Prize, and then he bombs Iran. So
there you go, right there. There you go.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Let me take this break. When we come back, we'll get the news, and then after that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files.
President Trump on Iran. A deadly boat crash in California, and strawberries can help your brain.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump appears to be supporting the idea of a possible regime change in Iran. A post on Truth Social yesterday, Trump said, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? Earlier yesterday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the mission was not and has not been about a regime change. In a separate earlier post, Trump said the damage to three Iranian nuclear sites from the U.S. airstrikes is said to be monumental. He went on to say that There were hits, and they were hard, and they were accurate. Health experts urging a wider use of weight loss drugs.
The American College of Cardiology says doctors should prescribe GLP-1 drugs earlier and not require patients to first try healthier lifestyle changes. In major trials, these drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease, but it's not as easy as it sounds. There are barriers, including limited insurance coverage and supply shortages. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Two people remain missing after a deadly boat accident on Lake Tahoe in California on Saturday. Six of the boat's 10 passengers were killed after the 27-foot boat overturned. The Coast Guard said it happened in the area of D.L. Bliss State Park in South Lake Tahoe. Two other passengers were taken to nearby hospitals and treated for injuries. It's not yet known what caused the boat to overturn, but a storm caused up to 8-foot swells. A security guard shot and killed a gunman at a church in Wayne, Michigan yesterday. Police responded to reports of an active shooter at Cross Point Community Church in suburban Detroit around 11 o'clock yesterday. Officers arrived at the scene and found the suspect dead, one other person wounded in the leg. No other injuries reported, and the motive for the shooting is still unclear. The church had just wrapped up a special service when the gunfire erupted. A study from San Diego State University says eating 4 strawberries a day could improve your cognitive skills. The study followed 35 men and women in their 70s and found that eating 26 grams of freeze-dried strawberry powder made from fresh berries every day for 8 weeks led to better performance on cognitive tests. Researchers said the strawberries also helped lower blood pressure and increased disease-fighting antioxidants in the blood. Study participants also noted weight loss of 1%. Honolulu is once again the most desirable city in the U.S. to live, though it's not even among the top 20 in the world.
The rankings come from the Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Index and are based on several factors, including stability, healthcare, education, and infrastructure. Honolulu tops the U.S. ranking for the third straight year. Atlanta takes second place, while Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. round out the top 5 in the U.S. Worldwide, Honolulu only ranks 23rd. Copenhagen tops that list worldwide, followed by Vienna, Austria, and Zurich, Switzerland. I'm Scott Carr.
How to Train Your Dragon, once again, on the top of the box office this weekend. The live-action remake of the 2010 animated film brought in $37 million in its second weekend. Meanwhile, the horror film, 28 years later, scared up $30 million in its debut to take second place. And it wasn't great news for Pixar, as their animated studio suffered the worst opening weekend ever with Elio. The film only earned $21 million in its first week.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Giants last night in San Francisco, 9-5. Red Sox are back in action in Los Angeles tonight with the Angels at 9:38.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
After a period of morning patchy fog, we will clear to mostly sunny, but it is going to be hot and humid. We're headed to a high near 90, but with the humidity, we'll feel about 5 degrees even hotter. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. We'll likely see some patches of fog. Your low will be in the 70s. And as we start Tuesday, it's going to be the warmest day of the heat trend. Sunny and hot with high temperatures approaching 95, but with the humidity, it will feel even hotter. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
And, of course, It is right after the 7:30 news, and that means it is time for
the Gen X Files.
And let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Let's start off with celebrity birthdays. Misfits and Danzig lead singer Glenn Danzig turns 70 today. I'm sure that makes him still older than my mother. Musician and former American Idol judge Randy Jackson is 69. The man behind Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Firefly, and the Avengers is 61 today. Happy birthday, Joss Whedon. Actress Selma Blair is celebrating her 53rd birthday, while Mr. A to Z singer-songwriter Jason Mraz is 48. June 23rd, 1960, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration declared Enovid to be the world's first officially approved combined oral contraceptive pill. It would later become simply known as the pill. On June 23rd, 1972, Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 was enacted into law. Title IX prohibits federally funded educational institutions from discriminating against students or employees based on sex. This day in 1980, the David Letterman Show debuted on NBC Daytime. That's right, not his late night show. He had a daytime show. It was canceled a few months later, but Dave turned out okay, as Late Night with David Letterman then debuted in February of 1982 and began Letterman's run as one of the true kings of late night. In 1984, Duran Duran hit the top of the charts with The Reflex. Despite the group's immense popularity, it was only one of only two of their singles to top the charts in the 1980s. Hard to believe. This date in 1989, Batman, starring Michael Keaton, was released in theaters. Also released that same day was Disney's Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. Still maintained, 1989 was the greatest movie summer of all time. On June 23rd, 1993... Lorena Bobbitt chopped off the penis of her sleeping husband, John Wayne Bobbitt, with a kitchen knife. She fled their home and tossed the severed organ from her car window as she drove away, but doctors were later able to reattach it. And on this date in 2012, Carly Rae Jepsen hit number one on the U.S. pop chart with Call Me Maybe. The song would stay atop the charts for the next 9 weeks, making it the song of the summer of 2012, and it is still an earworm today. That's the Gen X Files for June 23rd, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where this week's flavors include frozen pudding, bubblegum, and butter pecan. All right, now I'm going to have Call Me Maybe stuck in my head all day long. 508-996-0500. Remember when they had the Tom Brady parody version was Call Me Brady? So it's funny because he had a Carly Rae Jepsen song, but at the time he had a Justin Bieber haircut. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And yeah, I'm going to keep reminding you of all the movies that came out in the summer of 1989, because that was the summer of movies. And I don't know if I saw any of them in the theater, but I saw them all later. That was the summer I moved from Plymouth to East Sandwich. And we had a video store in town that was actually owned by the family of one of my classmates. And she would bring in like all the movie posters and stuff like that so that we could all have some of the stuff from the store. So you got like a Batman poster, or my favorite was she came in with a whole big stack of Bill and Ted book covers. Remember how you used to have to cover your books in school with like a brown paper bag? She had a whole bunch of these Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure book covers. And I put those on all my books, which was a great idea until I realized I couldn't tell which book was which now. Because at least with the brown paper bag, you would write what the subject is. So I had to draw over Bill and Ted and write what each book was. But anyway, again, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Crazy story out of Providence this weekend. This comes from WPRI. Providence police said three people were taken into custody following a reported armed robbery of a lemonade vendor. This happened on Saturday at Roger Williams Park. The victim said he was assaulted by the suspects with a hammer. They then stole cash before taking off from the scene in a vehicle. A short time later, officers located and stopped the vehicle. The three suspects were arrested. The investigation is ongoing, but no word yet about any charges against them. But just imagine that you're just a lemonade vendor at Roger Williams Park, and you feel like, all right, this is the easiest job in the world. Then all of a sudden, three guys come at you with a hammer to steal your money. And how much money do you really think a lemonade vendor has on them? Like maybe a couple hundred bucks at most. I get it. Saturday was a pretty warm day. They're probably selling a ton of lemonade, and I'm guessing it was probably a Dell's lemonade guy, right? But still, so you're thinking, all right, it's probably like $5 each. But still, is it worth it? Did you think you were going to get away with it? Usually these things happen because people are, you know, drug addicts and they're not thinking things through. But of all the people to rob, the lemonade vendor. And if it was like frozen Dells, he could have easily thwarted that robbery just by dumping a Dells on each one of them. They would have been so sticky and gross, they wouldn't have been able to do anything. All right, 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here. We will be back in a few moments.
A simple cry.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right. You were talking about, what, the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah, there were better times. 80s to mid-90s, and then everything started going down the tubes. And I don't know. What do you think of what's going on now?
In terms of?
All this violence by a chicken hawk president.
So when you talk about things going downhill, you're talking about politically, or you're talking about culturally? What do you mean?
Yeah, there's more things too. Yeah, the crime's higher. The drugs are worse for you now than they were. I'm not saying they were ever good for you, but they're worse now than they were then. I think things are a little more laid back. I'm not saying they were mellow or perfect, but they were a lot more laid back than they are now. It's chaotic.
I do think there is a tendency to kind of look back at previous times as being better. You know, as Billy Joel sang, the good old days aren't always good and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. And I think that's kind of true. We kind of look at the past with a little bit of rose-colored glasses. But that being said, there really is a lot more kind of animosity toward one another, and the dividing lines between people are emphasized more these days. And I think part of that, and as good as, you know, social media and the internet has been for us as a society, I think we can also point to that as being what has led to a lot of this divide that's between us.
And you can also point, remember when we were kids, we had TV shows with actors. Now you get these amateur actors doing reality TV shows, and that's a bunch of drama. Donald Trump came from talk shows.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, because, you know, it's not like sitcoms and things like that were portraying a perfect world either. So you were getting kind of a fantasized version of what American life was like, too.
Yeah, true. But I'm just saying, I just think the world's going bananas and it's going to get worse. I mean, I'm not even going to go into him. But it's just insane. All that crazy things get better. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, I miss the 80s and 90s.
I mean, if I had a time machine, I'd definitely go back.
Me too, buddy. Have a good day.
You as well. And 508-996-0500. If I had a time machine, there's lots of different time periods I would go back to, but, I think I would definitely want to go back to the 80s and 90s and say, is it as good as I remember? But it was, things were different culturally for a variety of reasons. But I think what we had is we had back then, if you want to look at things from a pop culture perspective, which we do every day here on the show. But if you want to look at it from that perspective, you know, you had what was a more homogenized version of what society was into, because you basically, you know, what you liked for TV was what the three major television networks told you you liked for TV. And then the fourth network with Fox kind of upended that a little bit. But, you know, basically that's what you watched, is what they decided you were going to watch. Now it's a different story. Now you've got a lot of options and you have control and you decide what you want to watch, and you're not dictated to in terms of that. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of at least the television viewing, going back to what the caller was talking about, you know, you've got a little bit more variety in that regard. But yeah, reality shows have certainly become a major part of things. But I think everybody's kind of accepted that reality shows were never really reality to begin with, you know, so in knowing that, then that just becomes no different than some of these other TV shows. 508-996-0500. Let me get my last break in for this hour. Once you woke up late in the morning light, and the day had just begun, she opened up her eyes and thought, go on to morning. It's not a day for work, it's a day for catching time. Just lying on the beach and having fun, she's going to get you on. And we're going to be going into the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. We'll take your calls with him at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on